Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
As you continue on your financial journey, age 50 is actually a very important age to start being aware of certain birthday milestones. And if you think back, you know, since you began your career, you've hopefully contributed to a pension, a 401k, other employer-sponsored retirement account, or opened up an IRA or investing account. Maybe you've done savings. Maybe you've done brokerage accounts, CDs, and, of course, Social Security has been a big part of your income taxes because of your payroll tax withholding from your paycheck. But as you start to age and transition into your 50s and then even on up into your 60s, what comes next? There are very important birthdays to be aware of. 50 is one of those. Age 50 is when you can start adding more money to your 401k or other company plan. You know, if you're 50 or up by the end of this year, you can now put in $30,000, up to $30,000 of your own money into a 401k type plan or 403b or other plan. That is quite a bit of money, and there's no question that retirement accounts are the best way to accumulate wealth because of the tax advantages that they provide. Now, there's also restrictions you have to be aware of, but the bottom line is that's a huge opportunity once you get into your 50s. Those are typically our highest earning years. 55 is an opportunity you need to be aware of. If you leave your employer after you're 55, you have early access to your company plan where you left, even though you're not 59 and a half yet. 59 and a half is an important age where you don't have any penalties to access money in your retirement accounts. 62 is an important age because that's the earliest that you can draw Social Security benefits. Then, of course, your full retirement age would be between 66 and 67, depending on when you were born. I will back up. 65 is when we claim Medicare typically. And we need to be aware of all those rules. You know, Part A is free. If you're still covered under your company plan, though, you need to be aware that if you enroll in Part A and you don't have to, it makes you ineligible for contributing to a health savings account once you enroll in Medicare Part A. So there's just a lot of things as you age that are so important to understand these rules. Of course, 70 is the age at which you stop getting increases in delayed retirement credits from Social Security. So you definitely don't want to wait past 70 to draw your Social Security benefit. And then, of course, 73 or 75, depending on when you were born, is when you have to start taking taxable distributions from your retirement accounts. So there are a lot of ages that you really need to be aware of and how something like Social Security strategy could affect your income taxes or even your Medicare premium. All of those things are so important. I have published a guide. It is a guide to milestone birthdays at age 50. And you can download that guide. It's complimentary. You can go to our website, broganfinancial.com, click on resources, and you can download that complimentary guide, again, on milestone birthdays that you should be aware of to take advantage of opportunities.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.